Hello, and my name is Pete Rushmer, and I'm your host today of A Half Dozen Things podcast. A Half Dozen Things is a podcast for business owners just like you. Whether you're an underdog hungry for success, or you're already smashing it, but want to continue to level up, we are here each week for you to get insight and learning from the very best in the business. No fluff, no BS, and no self-proclaimed gurus talking about how easy business or life is. Hello, and welcome to this episode of A Half Dozen Things podcast. I'm here to talk about workplace motivation and energy. So why is workplace motivation and energy important is a really important question. And that is, you'll have heard me in a previous episode talk about the Performance Trifecta, which is a book that I'm in the process of writing at the moment. In fact, the first draft is finished, and it is now in editing at the moment with my editor. And one of the three key areas of achieving high performance and good leadership in a business is energy and workplace motivation. So it's one of those things that can be a bit tricky for people to understand and how best to implement it in a workplace. So I asked ChatGPT, right? It's my new favorite tool. I love finding what it says and then just turning it into fantastic content for you guys as listeners to think about. So I've got six key areas, because it's a half dozen things, part one, and then part two is going to have another six key areas to help improve workplace energy and motivation. And it's really, really important, because the thing is when people come to work, right, it doesn't matter what they know, it doesn't matter their skill level. If they've got no energy, if they don't want to work, if they don't want to achieve their best, then they're not going to achieve their best, right? So you're only going to be firing on three cylinders if it was a six-cylinder engine, for example, right? Because if people are only half motivated, they're only going to have half the energy and half the impact. So really, really important strategy when it comes to leadership is to get people motivated and get people engaged in their workplace. So how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we recognize people's individual needs and strengths and help them to be the best they can be in your workplace? So the first one, according to ChatGPT, is set clear goals and expectations. Make sure that we clearly communicate the organizational goals and the expectations that we have from people. If they're really clear on that stuff, that's going to help give them the energy they need to drive forward, because they're going to recognize when they're achieving those goals or how close they are, and they're really going to know how things are going. And making sure that we break down larger objectives into smaller objectives, because if something seems like an elephant and it's too far away, the best way to eat an elephant is in little pieces. So we need to make sure that we break down those big objectives into small, manageable chunks. So that's the first thing to make sure that we achieve high motivation. The second is making sure we give regular feedback, okay? Making sure that we give positive regular feedback, constructive feedback. Make sure we're developing people, making sure we're talking to them about how things are going and giving them regular updates and feedback on how things are going. And making sure we recognize the achievements and celebrate them, even if they're small or large. One of the things that we do at Flagship Partners, certainly something we've done in the past, is we have a spin the wheel. It's only a small prize, up to a couple of quid, and people spin that when they do something great and align with the values of the business. So that is a really good way of starting to increase levels of motivation. The third one, the third is to promote a positive work environment. Making sure that we cultivate open communication, collaboration, and value positivity in the workplace, and we value that as a culture.
Hi, it's Pete from Flagship Partners. We're proud to sponsor A Half Dozen Things podcast. Flagship Partners help their clients become safer, greener, and greater through a range of consultancy and training services. We offer audits through to risk assessments, contracts through to support with managing your culture, all the way from mandatory training through to management training as well. So if you need any support, please do get in touch with Flagship Partners today.
How do we do that? Well, we make sure that we have good quality inductions with people, regular one-to-ones, making sure that we tackle anything that isn't positive, making sure that people feel that they can communicate openly and honestly with people, and making sure that we've got a comfortable work environment, making sure the temperature's right, it's clean, it's tidy, making sure it's got good levels of light, all the normal sort of stuff we need. If we create a positive work environment, the environment isn't just emotional. So we have an emotional environment. We also have the physical environment as well. And that's really, really important. Cool. The fourth one is encouraging skills development. So skills development is important for people because it reduces stress. If people feel skillful and able to fulfill their role, we need to make sure that they're able to grow and develop. And it's a really motivational thing for many people if they feel like they're being nurtured and grown in a safe environment where they can make mistakes and learn from them as well in a positive way. So there's no blame and there's just lots of opportunity for personal development. And we help support people through acquiring new skills that align with their interests and that align with their career goals. So making sure that we have those regular meetings with our team to understand what are their career goals, what are their interests, where do they want to develop their skills. And if we can start to encourage that skill development, we're going to really energize our team around making sure that they're committed and loyal to your business and bringing their best work. Cool. The fifth one is around recognition and reward, acknowledging and rewarding employees for their hard work and accomplishments. So when they do that bit extra, making sure you recognize that and you tell them they've done a great job, making sure you say thank you when it's due, and making sure that you consider not just financial incentives, but also non-financial incentives like flexible work schedules where you can, giving people extra responsibility because they're achieving good stuff, and making sure that you give lots and lots of praise where it's due, credit where it's due. Okay. The sixth, which is the half dozen option, is to foster a sense of purpose. So connecting your team with the larger purpose of the organization. And when you are doing what seems like a mundane role, you can often find the interest, you can find the cool stuff that aligns with fostering that sense of purpose within your business and helping them understand how their work contributes to the overall success and mission of the company, right? So there's a lovely story about the cleaner at the White House and Obama saying, this guy's, he's not just a cleaner, he's helping us run the country, right? Because we can't run the country if we haven't got a clean work environment. And that just helps show and demonstrate that every person in that business or every person in an organization has a role to play, and it has a purpose that's bigger than the role itself that serves the bigger purpose. And that's a really, really important part of leadership for people to help and understand. So hopefully that's been interesting for you. That's been six key areas to start you thinking about how you can increase workplace motivation, and motivation increases energy and energy increases performance. Okay, so setting clear goals and expectations, providing regular feedback, promoting a positive work environment, ensuring skill development, recognizing and rewarding people, and sixth, fostering a sense of purpose. What can you do this week to help develop those areas, to help nurture the motivation in your business? Hopefully that's been useful for you, and I will catch you in a couple of weeks for part two, where I'm going to run through the next six for you. But in the meantime, please do have a think about those. Think about what you can do to implement them in your organization now, and give me some feedback. What are you hoping to see in the next podcast? I really hope you loved today's episode. And if you did, please make sure you subscribe and listen out for future episodes too. Please do share it across your social media channels. We hope to reach more and help more people. If you want to find out more about me, my name's Pete Rushmer. You'll find me across any social media channel and my business, Flagship Partners, and we're your partners in success across your business. Thank you. See you again soon.